In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today I'd like to speak about the importance of water and the breath of life. Water is one of those fundamental things that we need for life. We can't go very long without it, without death overtaking us. This is how important it is to us as human beings. And the breath of life, even more so. We can't go but a few moments without it also encroaching upon our life and us being at the doorstep of death. Water and the Spirit. The breath of life. For that's what spirit means, pneuma in Greek. It can mean the breath of life, it can mean the wind, and it can also refer to the all-holy Spirit. This is what that word means and is how it is used throughout Scripture. Water, we know, is important. We need it for the plants to grow, for us to be able to eat. We need it so that the world can be cleansed and washed anew. We know this every time it rains and we notice how bright and clear the sky is because the dust and the smog have been washed away. We know it every time for a simple thing, we take a shower. We know that it cleanses us and it brings us life. And the breath of life is so fundamental to us. When the winds blow through, we know that there is life in the world. When we can breathe in and out that precious oxygen that God has provided for us, we know that we'll be okay. This is what God is using. The things that we are most familiar with and most precious to us to sustain our life, our God has shown us through His ministry, through His actions in this life, that they have an even deeper meaning, because He has used them to give us not just what is necessary for our physical existence, but He has imbued them with Himself. The things that are vital for the body, He has imbued and made crucial and vital for the soul. The church that these dear ones have just entered, the majority of you in this room are members of, is Christ's continual ministry on this earth that begins today at His baptism, His active ministry, where He begins to impart and call people to a different life, a life beyond the physical existence, a life beyond the distractions and the delusions. And He chooses water and the Spirit to give that to us through His church. He wants the kingdom of God, my brothers and sisters, but the kingdom of God comes to us at these beginning points, and we have the opportunity to deepen them and perpetually deepen our experience of the kingdom of God through our repentance, through our diving into what He has given us through water and Spirit. When Jesus bowed His head to the Baptist that day on the Jordan River, the hymns teach us that the heads of the dragons that plague the souls of men were crushed. One hymn has it this way: "And having stood in the streams, He didst illuminate the whole creation. Wherefore all creation glorifies Him, O our Savior." Him is the illumination of our souls. We go in what Christ accomplishes in the Jordan River that day. And all of us who have received baptism, illumination by deepened, and the hidden demonic powers that were lurking there that Christ crushed, we crushed them too by what He accomplished. The revelation of the Holy Spirit is given to us, and by this very humble act of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ asking one of his creatures to baptize him and immerse him into the water so that he can accomplish and give us this great gift of holy baptism and the bestowal of the Holy Spirit. In the baptism of Christ, the Holy Trinity is revealed. All that we have spoken about begins to unfold for us. The kingdom of God is nothing other than a life of knowing the Holy Trinity that is revealed to us. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God, one in essence, who loves us and accomplishes these things for us. But we must live differently after this. Our life in Christ is a life led by the promptings of the Spirit. And when the Spirit prompts us, we praise the Father. And we know Christ's Father as our own Father. This feast pinnacle moment is when Christ emerges out of the water. And the Father speaks, declaring this one to be his Son, this Jesus, who has been baptized by John, is his Son. And then the Holy Spirit comes and descends upon Jesus Christ in the form of a dove. And so all three are revealed to us in this feast. The same thing happens to us as we become Orthodox Christians, members of the Catholic and Apostolic Church. The Spirit on us after we emerge from our baptismal waters. It might be a big gap, but fundamental. The Spirit reveals to us who we are in Jesus Christ and who we are to the Father. By the Son, we know what to do, and by the Holy Spirit, we become a son of God. We become sons and daughters of the kingdom that he desires to give to us. The baptism of Jesus, who pointed out and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God," enables water to give us his very self. For when we're baptized, we put him on in our very life. And when we emerge from that water, the Spirit, the breath of life, is bestowed on us by a holy anointing. And that's what we have done for these three today. Given them that breath of life, not just for the physical lungs, for the breath of life of their soul. The Holy Spirit now indwells in you and speaks within you. It'll become more familiar, maybe strange at first. But the Spirit will guide and work with you just as he guided Christ. For it is his Holy Spirit that is given to you. Jesus instructed St. Nicodemus that unless one is born and the Spirit, he can enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. But that is what has been given to you today. And we can remember those of us back fondly, maybe some of us because we were infants, we don't remember, but we can see the pictures and we know the stories of the day of our baptism, the day where the Holy Spirit was bestowed upon us. In our souls, we become Christ in the world. We learn how to become more like the Son, more that we put on, bestowed upon us in baptism. A more perfect image of the Father by the life of the Holy Spirit in chrismation. The feast has this line: "When thou art baptized in the flesh, O Redeemer, thou didst make us worthy of forgiveness." Jesus Christ, by the simple and humble action of being submerged in water by the hand of John, began a life for us, a new life. He didn't need the baptism, but we did. And we needed the bestowal of the Holy Spirit so that we could enter into the life of our Savior. not just by words, not assent, but in our experience day to day, in the depth of our being, we become like Him. We begin to participate with the Holy Spirit in that life. Baptism, fundamentally, is the death of the old self, to give us the promise of the resurrection in Jesus Christ, new self for us. The old Adam dies and the new Adam rises. That sacrament of chrismation we celebrated today gives us the Holy Spirit so that that is possible, that daily we can die and rise again in the Jesus Christ, the one who overcomes death, overcomes the devil, and lives in the promise of the eternal life of the kingdom that Jesus Christ is preparing. We become Christ because Christ has done this for us. The Christian life is the deepening of this reality every day. Every day we die, and every day some part of us dies, that old self dies, and the new Adam rises when we listen to the Spirit. This is the theological and experiential revelation of Christ's baptism by John in the Jordan, that when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Trinity, the Trinity is revealed to us and given to us. It is the life of the Trinity, day to day, not a one-time event, but that the possibility of this daily rise of Christ in His resurrection can be deepened. So now we pray daily with Him and for Him, that His resurrection may be part of us. And then the life of the kingdom is revealed to us to moment, day by day, year by year, within our very selves, and becomes the very fabric of our body and of our soul. By baptism, this begins. The only pure of God, of the Father, according to nature, takes our fallen human old self, our fallen nature. That being descends into the waters unto its death in the Jordan. It washes us clean, gives us a new life with His Father and with Himself and with His Holy Spirit, who is now bestowed on each of you as a gift and as a seal. So, if I can offer just a little bit of advice in parting to you newly illumined, daily, that cross that's on you, wake up every morning, kiss it, and give glory to God. Make the sign of the cross over yourself and say, God, you have given me a great gift. Help me to know you more. If you can do this every morning, that experience of the Holy Spirit will deepen. You'll begin to hear His voice a little more clearer every moment, every day, because of what was given to you. The experience of your life as ones who professed Christ beforehand will become even deeper and more internal to the very fabric of your very being. If you can just have these simple ways of beginning your day and remember that moment to moment, there's great power in what you have been given if you remember it and if you take it up with your very body. And with your attention, it will go into your soul. And there won't be a moment that will pass where you won't know the Holy Spirit and the Father as your Father because of the Son. This is what the great feast is before us. And so as we go to the end of the liturgy and we'll bless the holy water here, this water is water that is for the salvation of the world, not just for the life that we have that we can study by science, but for the life of the world, that it might be sanctified and dedicated to God. this water is, this is what it does, and this is what it's for. It banishes and crushes the demonic powers and sanctifies what it touches to the glory of God. How much more so for us who receive Christ by water and the Spirit, by baptism and by chrismation? How much more so are we sanctified and set apart, and how much greater of a gift does God have in mind for us every day, that we turn toward Him and He is there with open arms, wishing to give us these blessings and to walk with us through life in all of its circumstances, hard or joyous. God is there with us, guiding us, and by His Holy Spirit are we sealed, and He illumines the path. Amen.